Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top local story comes out of Fort Worth, where five students are in custody after a fight broke out today at a middle school. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Officials say the fight broke out around 9:30 this morning at Rosemont Middle School in Fort Worth. Officials with the school say a group of students were arguing in the hallway when a police officer tried to intervene and a scuffle ensued. Staff members and a campus security guard helped the police officer break up the fight. A spokesperson with MedStar says nine people were injured, including the school resource officer, three students, and five staff members. All of the injuries were minor. Everyone was treated at the scene and released. School officials say five students are now in custody. Students were kept in their classrooms while police investigated the incident, but officials say the school is now back to normal status. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Wall Street yesterday saw its worst session in 2 years, with the Dow Jones plunging more than 1,000 points over concerns about the coronavirus, and today saw another sell-off. Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman says there could be even more volatility.
When you have uncertainty in markets, you tend to have these types of reactions. We've seen some days when there are pretty good headlines on it, and we've seen the market go up 500 or 600 points.
Meanwhile, we are seeing growing concerns over potential drug shortages related to the coronavirus outbreak. A large percentage of the ingredients used in anesthetics and medications like antibiotics are produced in China. Dr. Omar Durrani is a Dallas physician. We ask his advice for patients.
I think in the short term, just reassurance provided to the population, but it's something we have to start considering long-term contingency plans and other sources to consider. And on a bigger scale picture, not being so dependent on one source and having different variety of sources to get the products we need is obviously something that we think about and highlights the importance of.
In Grapevine, the game warden is looking for a bobcat that was hurt in an illegal trap. Here's KRLD's Susan Darwin.
The bobcat apparently stepped into an illegal foot trap, injuring its leg, and the trap may still be attached to the animal. The wounded cat was spotted near Parr Park yesterday afternoon. Parr Park is a 31-acre park located north of Hall Johnson and east of Pool Road in Grapevine. Police are working with a game warden to track the animal, capture it, and then assess how badly the bobcat is hurt. Police are urging people not to approach the bobcat if they spot it. Call police instead. While bobcats are not usually aggressive with people, animal experts say a wounded one could become aggressive, especially if it's cornered. No word yet on where the bobcat got snared or who set the trap. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A lot of folks wondering, what is it going to take to bring down the Leaning Tower of Dallas? The remaining piece of the building survived explosions and, so far, hits from a wrecking ball, and it is still standing. The final demolition was supposed to be wrapped up by now, but the wrecking ball just didn't get the job done.
Not as exciting with this little ball going, I'm going to swing and hit you. It's like picking one strawberry at a time in a strawberry field. It's just little, 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 and it's very disappointing.
I think they need a bigger ball. I mean, I work in catering, so what do I know?
Now, the demolition company explains the wrecking ball is not too small. It's 5,600 pounds, which they say is the appropriate size for the crane being used. The company says it will take 3 to 4 days to finish the job. We will continue to track the story, and you can see the effort to knock down the Leaning Tower streaming live at KRLD.com. The eligible Texas voters mistakenly put on a voter purge list last year should be able to vote in next week's primary without any problems. The update from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
Texas Secretary of State Ruth Hughes told reporters at a Monday press conference that those mistakenly put on the voter purge list by the previous Secretary of State should be able to vote without a problem.
If you're registered to vote and you're on the list, you will absolutely be able to vote when you show up to the polls and show your ID to vote.
Hughes says there are ways for those who aren't sure to check if they're still registered online.
By visiting the Texas Secretary of State's website at sos.texas.gov or voteTexas.gov.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The FCC continues to work on rolling out a national three-digit suicide hotline number, 988. It was first proposed in 2018, and if the number passes all hurdles, it should be rolled out in 18 months. Dr. Veronica Stites says three digits are easier to remember than 11.
And what it can mean for somebody in crisis is the difference literally between life and death.
In the meantime, a person in crisis can still call 1-800-273-8255 to get help. That number again, 1-800-273-8255.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.